rapport de M. Veillon Vidrey nous dit que l'huile avait mesuré 4 pouces 3 quarts de pluie dans le mois de mars. Et à cette heure, on a 10 minutes avant 8 heures.
Bonjour mes amis, bonjour, c'est ton Astor pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la tasse de café. C'est un mercredi matin, la première journée d'un nouvel mois, le mois d'avril. Et notre programme ce matin sur la tasse de café est présenté à vous comme un service par Fontenot Physical Therapy, Floyd's Record Shop, Portland's Home Furnishings, Quality Medical Care and Services, Artigo's Food Lane, La Pharmacia Blix, Mellow Joy Coffee, Manual Hardware, Easton Exxon, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Laverne Insurance Agency et Jean-Mard Incorporated. Ça, c'est notre sponsor qui fait possible notre programme tous les mercredis matins sur KVPI AM, Classic Country 1050, sur KVPI FM, Oldies 92.5, et on a pris stream vivant sur l'Internet à oldies925.com. Et comment ça va, James?
Ça va beaucoup bien, Mark. Ce matin, c'était un peu fraîche, mais après tout, on a été chanceux, on n'a pas eu autant de pluie que hier que ça avait été prédit. Ça se fait... Ça va aider à les personnes qui travaillent les jardins, différentes choses comme ça. Et moi, j'ai toujours appelé fouiller dans mon livre pour retrouver toutes les différentes choses, des informations qu'on devrait dire au monde, tu connais? Allons voir, Astor, je t'apprends à regarder ça ici. Là. OK. Et
aujourd'hui, c'est le poisson.
T'as mangé du poisson d'avril ce matin?
Non, mais c'est sûr, ça va venir.
Il y a quelqu'un qui va essayer de lui passer. Oh, je suis sûr qu'il y a quelqu'un qui a frotté les mains à cette heure-là pour, tu connais, essayer de nous embêter sur le programme. Et moi, j'avais mis quelque chose à côté ici. Là. Allons voir si je peux le trouver, notre mot du jour ou notre expression. Notre expression du jour. You want to say something that's very hard en français?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dur comme la pierre ou dur comme une pierre. Peut-être tu regardes un biscuit qui avait été peut-être cuit hier et tu attrapes cette affaire-là et tu dis, oh, mais ça c'est dur comme une pierre. Dur comme une pierre. Et... ou bien you want to say something about somebody who's very stubborn,
mm-hmm.
you know? Entêté comme un mulet.
I've heard that term.
As hard-headed as a mule.
Entêté
comme un mulet.
Comme un mulet.
OK, ça vient de le livre Ton arme chien par Amanda Lafleur. OK, qui d'autre?
On a espéré pour notre première phone call de la journée. C'est sûr, on va avoir des personnes qui vont donner nous autres des comptes et peut-être... passer un petit affaire pour la première journée du mois d'avril, Jim.
All right. Et on avait eu une visite ce matin de M. Harrison Fontenot.
Oh,
et
M. Harrison.
Je veux dire beaucoup merci à Harrison parce qu'il nous avait amené encore un chart de les. Et quand c'est les meilleurs jours pour planter des affaires dans ton jardin? Pour exemple, Pasteur, on est dans le mois d'avril. Ça se fait pour planter des choses qui vont produire par-dessus la terre, en haut de la terre,
mm-hmm.
le 2 et le 4 d'avril. Il a le 25, 26 et le 30. Et là, pour les choses qui produisent les racines, qui fait en bas la terre, ça va être avril le 10 et le 14, le 17 et le 18, et là, le 21 et le 22. Ça se fait... Il y a du monde qui dit, mais moi, je plante dans la terre, je plante pas dans la lune. Mais toujours bien, on aimerait dire merci beaucoup à Harrison pour le chart qui nous donne, le papier qui nous donne les quantièmes pour planter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. En parlant de Harrison, l'autre jour, on t'a préparé de les musiciens. Et, of course, on ne veut pas oublier le nom, M. Harrison Fontenot, parce que Jack, il a fait des records, et puis il a joué son accordéon et chanté, et toutes sortes de les doucements, les vases, et la... Une que j'aimais beaucoup, c'était la cravate à zigzag.
La cravate à
qui? Tu te rappelles? La cravate à zigzag.
No, that's one I don't remember.
Si j'aurais mon... tu te rappelles pas de ça?
No.
All right, mais quand il va jouer Rendez-vous de Cajun...
I'll have to play that one.
Ça,
la cravate.
C'est bon, la cravate. Ça, c'est, of course, une vieille chanson. Je me rappelle des années passées, Je me rappelle plus pas qui c'est qui avait commencé fait la chanson la première fois, mais c'était une chanson populaire des années passées. OK.
And I'd be curious to find out where that term came from about swallowing the fish on April Fool's Day, Jim.
Well, ça c'était, if I remember having read something, it goes back to the 1500s in France.
Wow.
And it was when they changed over from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, if I remember right. And they were celebrating the new year on one calendar and not in the other calendar. Toujours bien, ils avaient fait d'erreur. Ça dit que les autres qui étaient toujours sur la vieille almanach, c'est on voyait un poisson d'avril. So that's now somebody else might have a different story, but this is one that I heard about recently.
That sounds good to me. T'es pas allé point call?
Ça, c'est plusieurs années passées, dans les 1500 et quelques. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jim and Mark. How y'all doing this
We're
morning?
doing fine, Melvin.
Okay, I want to ask y'all a question. If you go to the store, pick up a jug of milk in the counter or whatever, cook it all. What side of the jug is the handle on?
What side of the jug is the handle on? Ben là, ça c'est une question. Faudrait avoir attrapé un jug de lait puis étudier cette affaire-là. Je suis sûr, toi, tu as la réponse. You wanna give it to us?
Yes, it's an April Fool. The hand is on the outside.
Ah, instead of the inside, it's on the outside. Non, mais on a avalé le poisson d'avril. Compliment de Monsieur Milburn Vidrine. T'as fait un bon point là, Milburn. All right, the handle is on the outside.
We swallowed that one.
Thank you so much. Okay, mais les gants, je crois, il est parti.
And you know what? I don't think that'll be the only one that's going to call us and fool us today, Jim.
Oh, yeah, I
I think we're going to get a few
anticipate
more
that.
calls like that.
Yeah, right, nothing serious.
No, hopefully
All
not.
right, one thing that happened in history on this date, Mark, that had to do with broadcasters, do you remember what it was?
Give me a
It
hint or
was
a
in
clue.
19, I'll tell you the date. It was 1970 on this date, the 1st of April. And Richard Nixon was the president at that time. And it affected radio and television only. It did not affect magazines and newspapers.
Oh, is that when he had decided that you that we that cigarette advertising couldn't be tobacco advertising has something to do with tobacco advertising
Right.
on the airwaves?
That is exactly right. This was a measure banning cigarette advertising on radio and television to take effect as of January 1st, 1971.
But it did not affect the print media at all.
Right, exactly. So we would say that it was not very fair to the broadcast media.
Pas du tout.
All right, bien bon. Okay, so what else?
And so many of those familiar cigarette jingles still ring in my mind after all these years, like Winston tastes good like a cigarette should, and yeah, clap those hands.
Yeah, right. And then LSMFT, remember that?
Yeah. And
Lucky Strike means fine
how
tobacco.
about the little bellhop that would call for Philip Morris, Jim?
Right. That was Johnny, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know
Yeah.
that. Now you're getting too deep for
Yeah,
me.
right,
But he was
Johnny.
a little short bellhop. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that's right. That was for the for Philip Morris. And
Exactly.
then who would walk a mile for what?
A camel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'd walk a mile for a camel. So we still remember those, you see?
Oh, yeah. They're burned into our minds, Jim.
That's exactly right.
T'es pas allé pour un autre
On va
call?
prendre un phone call, on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Jim Swallow.
Yes, Stephen.
I was calling to find out if the Belaco cook-off is still on in a couple of 3 weeks, and who could I contact for the dinners on a phone number?
Well, I'll tell you, we had a local news item on that, and there was a number of people, Sharon and Spanky, and I'm trying to remember. I'm just ad-libbing here because I don't have the information in front of me.
If you
But
if you'll call back after we get off the air, Stephen, one of us will be able to find the news release and we'll give it to you.
Mark, I want to tell you, Yesterday, y'all played a wonderful day of music, man. It was just terrific.
Me and my wife.
Well, thank you.
It was just great.
Me and my wife.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. Okay. Ça se fait. On va parler à cette heure pour aider les sponsors dessus le programme. Et on voulait vous parler pour le Ortego's Food Lane. Et moi, je te dis, ça, c'est du monde qui a toutes les grosseries, toutes les préparations que tu as besoin pour... les fêtes de jour de Pâques et la semaine qui vient, ils ont beaucoup de bons specials dans la viande qu'ils sont prêts à vous offrir à droite à Sterle. Tu vas trouver de la viande de bête mêlée, de la viande de cochon mêlée, toutes sortes d'autres choses. Ils sont prêts à vous offrir les jambons et les dindes et les poules et toutes les autres choses que tu as besoin. Ça fait pas de différence si tu veux faire un barbecue ou bien tu veux cuire un gros rôti dans le bas du stove ou n'importe quoi comme ça. Ils ont toutes les préparations que vous voulez, mes amis, et les ingrédients pour faire le phare et différentes autres choses. Et Chad et Yvette Fontenot et tout le staff sera content de vous servir et vous sauver de l'argent, de suivre votre viande et votre grosserie. Ça se fait, soyez sûrs de venir les visiter. Le Ortego's Food Lane, 209 Northeast Railroad Avenue, numéro de fond 363-5384. Ils sont bien aisés à trouver, droit là, au long du chemin de fer, entre Maine et La Salle, 363-5384, le numéro de fond, et content d'accepter votre carte de gouvernement et votre credit cards, debit cards et tout ça. N'oubliez pas, 363-5384, le numéro de fond, 209 Northeast Railroad Avenue, le Ortego's Food Lane.
All right, waiting for another phone call. 363-2124, 363-2-2-4.
Moi, allons voir. Oh, mais je t'ai regardé le screen de ton computer en avant de toi, et il est blank ce matin.
Il est cassé.
Oh, celui-là est cassé, OK. Oh, is he a victim of that, what's that virus that's supposed to have taken effect today, Mark?
No, this one happened, I think, Monday.
Right,
our
but I mean,
old computer
I was
just
trying
died.
To remember the name of this virus.
There's a worm, or whatever. That's what they're saying. And
yeah.
Again, some people are saying that it's just an April Fool's joke, so we're not sure.
Uh-huh. All right, it could well be. Okay, qui d'autre? T'as trouvé quelque chose d'intérêt là-bas?
Je suis prêt à chercher, Jeff.
T'as prêt à chercher. Okay. I have an article here that I ran across, and you talk about something unusual. This happened in Massachusetts. Two Massachusetts men are being hailed as heroes by police for catching a toddler who fell 40 feet from a home's third-story window. Robert Lemire tells the Eagle Tribune that he was talking on his cell phone Sunday evening outside a pizza shop in Lawrence, Massachusetts. This is 25 miles north of Boston. He saw a little child, a toddler, dangling from a window in a house across the street, an apartment house across the street. The 45-year-old father of two dashed across a busy street where he met 23-year-old Alex Day, who had been inside the home at a Bible study meeting. Together, this little 18-month-old child, a little girl, was hanging out the window, and she fell, and they caught her in their arms before she hit the ground.
Wow.
The child's father was caring for a newborn at the time, and the little toddler had got away from the dad and got to the window. And the police chief, John Romero, says, these guys are heroes, no question about it. How do you think, huh?
That is unreal, Jim.
Oh, moi, je vais dire, il y avait de la bonne chance là où les anges étaient prêts à la protéger.
Exactement. We're waiting for our next phone call, 363-2124. Donnez-nous un téléphone call, mes amis. We're waiting to hear
oui,
from you.
Oui, on a peut-être des réponses à la question ou d'autres questions pour présenter.
Maybe old cigarette jingles that people might remember from
oh,
years
yeah, right.
and years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Oh.
Another call.
Another phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, uh-huh. It's Nell here. Listen, je suis curieusement.
Oui.
La grosse bâtisse qui est on sort rail, South West Railroad, across from the post office. That big building that they built that not too long ago. What
uh-huh.
is that? Do you know what that is?
I really don't know. That was I thought was going to be a warehouse of some kind, and then it looked like it was never used. Maybe somebody knows something about it. That's that large building along the railroad, right there by the post office. You know, kind of across the street from the post office.
Okay, Jim. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, and maybe somebody can give us information about that.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay. years ago, there were, you know, warehouses and platforms and the cotton gins along the railroad, and this is right there along the railroad track, so maybe somebody's got. And then, of course, on this side of Main Street, on the north side of Main Street, there's a building that's, what is it, yellow and brown or something, and it's going to be the home of Mark?
The
Swamp Pop Museum.
Swamp Pop. I'm thinking of something else. The Swamp Pop Museum.
The Swamp Pop Museum. And that's a real nice building, the old depot right there that will house the Swamp Pop Museum.
And speaking of that, Jim, I think we're in the process of really promoting something that's going to be, we're having another big dance to raise money for the Swamp Pop Museum. On May the 1st, they're going to have a reunion dance of the Boogie Kings, the old original Boogie Kings, as well as the current group, the Boogie Kings, will all be coming together and doing a big benefit dance Friday, May 1st at the Civic Center.
That would be a month from today.
Exactly.
Today's 1st of April. This will be on the 1st of May.
Exactly.
All right. Il n'y a personne sur la ligne. Allons voir. On va check, voir s'il y a quelqu'un sur la ligne.
Yes, sir.
Okay, on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Ah, c'est Ribbony Octopus.
Oui.
Comment c'est là?
Oh, Ray, ça va bien. C'est joli ce matin.
Oh, tu as raison. On devrait arrêter de voir de la pluie, là.
Pour un bout de temps, quand même. Hein?
Oui. Ouais. Comment c'est, tu dirais, diarrhea en français?
Oh, ben là, il y a différentes manières pour dire ça, hein? Différentes manières pour dire ça. Ça court vite.
ça parle d'un cours.
Oui,
Ça va vite.
Oui, ça va vite, exactement. Ça se fait. Il y a différentes manières pour dire ça, mais on a compris.
Bonne manière.
Oui, all right. Merci beaucoup.
Hey, hello. J'ai un petit compte. Quand c'est jeune, là. Les vieux, là, ça se purgeait une ou deux fois par an.
Oui, spécialement
le des Red Devil.
Exactement, des Red Devil.
C'est Jean là-bas, c'est Rodney Drugstore, il voulait une purge. Ça fait Rodney, il a attrapé deux Red Devil. Il dit, prends ça quand tu as te coucher un soir. Là, il a donné une bouteille. Il dit, quand tu as te levé demain matin, il dit, bois toute la bouteille. Là, il dit, prépare-toi, tu as ton chapeau.
All right, mais je me rappelle de Red Devil. Moi, je te pitié, mais je me rappelle
exactement.
Comment. Et là, mais quelle sorte de. Il faut les boire. Je t'ai dit, jus de limon, quelle sorte d'affaire il faut les boire le lendemain matin pour remettre ton estomac, ton système bien encore.
Oui, et moi, il fallait que tu bois ça, c'est là qu'il dit qu'il y a ton chapeau.
Oui, all right.
Quelque chose en vend, donc.
Oui.
On vend, tout s'arrange.
Comment tu crois? Oui, il faut les. Et puis dans ce temps-là, il faut aller dehors la majorité du temps. Hein.
Ça prend de l'écurie.
Oui, dans la petite bâtisse qui avait la lune dessus la porte.
Exactement.
Et le catalogue à la main.
Ah ouais, on avait partagé.
Exactement.
Des bons cotomaillis.
Oh oui, ça c'était un autre chose aussi qui était utile. Bien, merci Ray.
OK.
All right. Allons parler pour le Gervis Upholstery Shop. Mes amis, observez donc dans la maison. Peut-être c'est le sofa qui a besoin de l'attention. Tu connais, il est toujours solide, mais la couverture a besoin de l'attention, a besoin d'être remplacée. Peut-être c'est le recliner, la chaise qui est si populaire, ou la berceuse, n'importe quelle chaise que tu as besoin de faire changer la couverture dessus. Soyez sûr de venir voir le Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Gervis O'Connor, après recouvert la fourniture, mes amis, il y a beaucoup, beaucoup des années, plus que 40 ans, on peut dire, pour sûr. Et puis, il sera content de faire ça pour vous. Il va vous montrer le livre de samples. Tu peux choisir la couleur, le patron, l'étoffe ou le vinyl que tu veux user. Et là, il peut vous faire une estimation. Le numéro de phone pour appeler, 363-701-N. C'est un numéro bien simple, bien aisé à se rappeler. 363-701-N. Et, of course, ça, c'est l'adresse et 614 la rue East LaSalle, juste en croisant Tate Cove Road. Et n'oubliez pas qu'il va faire des couvertures pour les coussins, les four-wheelers et des golf carts et différentes choses comme ça. Encore Gervis O'Connor, Upholstery Shop, 363-7011. All right, Mark, c'est ton tour.
Okay, Jim, you know, talking about here, here was a song that was real popular, and it later became the theme song of a popular cigarette commercial on TV for so many years. And we're going to give away a little prize to the first person to call us up here at KVPI and tell us, identify which cigarette brand used to use this theme song.
All right.
So you ready for it, Jim?
Yes.
Just a little musical melody.
Yeah, 363-2124 is the number to call. 363-2124. If you know the answer that we're looking for, is what brand was this melody, this music was for what brand of cigarettes?
And we got some calls, Jim.
Okay. On va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Marlboro.
Marlboro is absolutely right. And who is this, please?
Yankee.
Yankee, we need a
name.
Need a name, sir.
Harold.
Huh?
Harold Fontenot.
Harold. All right. And you can come by and pick up your prize. What we got, Mark?
Got a McDonald's coupon.
A McDonald's coupon. Compliments of KVPI and McDonald's, okay?
All right.
Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, thank you.
All right, we got our winner. And you know, that song was also used in a popular movie, Jim.
Right. It had to do with cowboys, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yul Brynner was in that. Steve McQueen was in that movie. Remember The Magnificent Seven?
Oh, yes. The theme from The Magnificent Seven.
Great, great movie.
Oh, yes. Right. One of the great Western movies.
When I not call.
Okay.
Hello.
I think they gave up. They had the same answer, probably, and the other one beat them to it.
Okay, so the lines are back open again.
All right. Let's see, Mark. In your Today in History or something, there was a, and I'm trying to remember what date it was, there was a new automobile introduced to the market.
Oh, and
you're the automobile specialist there. Maybe you can find that on your Today in History. A
new automobile, what year, Jim?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember what year.
Oh, you don't remember?
But it was probably in the 60s, I would guess, or late 50s or 60s, and it was a product of AMC. That's about as far as I'll go.
AMC.
Uh-huh. Right. And while you're looking up that, how about if we talk about another one of our sponsors while waiting for another phone call, and maybe somebody out there remembers what we're talking about there as far as the automobile introduced to the market. Oh, yeah. On va parler pour Fontenot's Physical Therapy. Rappelez-vous que la prochaine fois, tu as besoin des services de Physical Therapy. Soyez sûr de dire au docteur que tu veux choisir Fontenot Physical Therapy et Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Ils sont contents d'être capables d'aider au monde, comme vous, dans notre territoire, pour travailler les muscles et les nerfs pour vous faire se sentir meilleur encore. Peut-être c'est suivant une maladie, une opération, un accident, quelque chose comme ça, le docteur te dit, tu as besoin de physical therapy. N'oubliez pas, tu as le droit de choisir et on aimerait que vous gardiez en idée Tim Fontenot, Fontenot Physical Therapy, dans Jack Miller Road, juste dépassé l'hôpital ici à la Ville-Plate. Numéro de fond 363-0095. Et là, pour le monde sur le bord du ouest de la ville, Fontenot Physical Therapy West, Susie Fontenot et son staff. Numéro de fond 506-3510. 506-3510. Ils sont contents d'être capables de vous servir. Vous serez traité comme un gagneur quand vous êtes soigné par Fontenot Physical Therapy et Fontenot Physical Therapy West. OK, Mark.
T'es pas des points d'autre call, Jim.
On va prendre un phone call et on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jim.
Hey, Floyd, bonjour. Qui a de nouveau ce matin?
J'ai lu dans le journaux la semaine passée. Je crois la tasse de café et peut-être les bonnes nouvelles à Bobby Dordo à de la compétition à la France.
Oh oui?
Oui. J'ai lu là, il y a eu à Paris un jeune homme qui a commencé ça dessus le web, il appelle son website Vite Mad, A Crappy Life.
Wow! Comment tu crois, hein? À la France, ça dit toutes sortes de choses, hein?
Et puis là, ça tu fais, tu peux envoyer ça à son website si tu as une histoire de ta vie qui est peut-être farce ou qui est peut-être un peu plus sérieux. Et ils vont l'examiner, et si ça croit que ça fait très, ils vont le mettre sur leur site. Et c'est beaucoup populaire, il y avait au-dessus de 70 000 monde qui tapaient aller au site pour toutes les semaines pour lire. Et ils ont mis deux exemples dans l'article qui avait été publié. Un, c'était que Storm l'avait retourné chez lui avec un tas de faim. Et il a ouvert la glacière seulement pour trouver un pâté dans la glacière. Ça fait, il l'a mangé. Une heure après ça, sa girlfriend l'appelait et a demandé qu'il avait fait avec le manger de chat qui avait resté dans la glacière. Ça fait, et lui, il croyait que c'était quelque chose de bon à manger, il a mangé le manger de chat. Puis tout.
Ouais. Comment tu crois?
Il y a un autre un peu plus sérieux qui dit, aujourd'hui, j'ai mangé mon seul dans le cafétéria du collège. Et aujourd'hui, c'était ma fête. Ça fait... il faudra peut-être check ça, Mark.
OK.
Tu vas trouver d'autres intéressants sujets sur ça. Là. C'est spelé V-I-E-D-E-M-E-R-D-E.
Uh-huh.
Et it's on...
On the internet, huh?
Internet in Paris.
And it's .com?
Well, it didn't say .com.
.fr, probably, if it's a French...
It comes from France, and yeah. It didn't say .com. That's the only thing they had on it.
Okay.
But it said let's see, something else here. It said something about one woman wrote in with a story that said, my husband was in a traffic accident, he died. The editors chose not to post it. But when the woman received the VidaMab's automatic rejection email, she wrote back saying she'd known it would be refused, but that it had helped her to share it with them.
Uh-huh. Comment tu crois? Il y a toutes sortes de choses qui se développent dans le monde, hein?
Oui, et ça peut jongler peut-être comme c'était... ça ressemble un petit peu la tasse de café ou les bonnes nouvelles. It's the French version of it.
Wow.
Oh, right.
We should have put a copyright on this thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mais peut-être peut-être un peu plus sale que la tasse de café, donc. Hein.
Tu connais la France là-bas, là, ça c'est quelque chose que ça dit plus ici qu'il nous a dit, je pense.
Ouais. Et, au public, toujours bien.
Yeah. Mais toujours bien. Comme je t'ai parlé pour les diarrhées ce matin, je dis ça, ouais. Ça fait avec l'article, ça, je vais les appeler ce matin.
Comment tu crois, hein? Toi et Ray peuvent se mettre ensemble pour ça, hein, Floyd. All right, merci beaucoup.
All right.
Okay.
I have a question. I should have left Floyd on the air, but you had said that maybe Floyd had given you, Jim, the inspiration to start La Tasse, or...
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. That was a suggestion many years ago from Floyd Swallow.
To start a call-in.
Et puis Floyd avait pris les premiers portraits qu'on avait, moi et défunt Dan Andrews, on avait commencé le programme, mais à la suggestion à Floyd, on s'avait beaucoup amusé avec ça, et on venait, sur le jour de la tasse café, on venait avec notre culotte à Bartel, tu connais les bib overalls, et un chapeau de paille. Et on avait la grecque de café avec nous autres. Ça amenait la grecque droite là, à la table où on t'a pré-broadcast. Ça se fait.
Wow.
Mais ça, c'est... Je peux pas me rappeler combien de années passées, c'est, mais c'est dans les 60 et quelques. Bonheur dans les... à peu près les milieux des 60. 65, 66, 67, somewhere around there.
Wow. So it's been La Tasse has been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Il y a plus que 40 ans, on est celui-là, pour La Tasse Café.
Et on a un autre call, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Evelina Gooden, how you doing?
Yes.
How doing, you, Mr.
Fine.
Mark? You doing okay?
Yeah, fine, Ms. Gooden. What you got this morning?
I got to tell you about that tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Them dumb tobacco, you remember?
The Bull Durham tobacco?
Bull Durham tobacco in the back, in the little sack.
Yes, ma'am, in that little sack, uh-huh.
Yeah, you remember when that time they used to smoke that And they used to roll cigarettes too with the Bugle.
Yeah.
And that Target cigarette. And we had to roll our own cigarettes at that time.
That's right.
And
yes.
But then when little Bulldog sacks, the people used to save them little Bulldog sacks and sew them together and make a quilt.
Right, you could do that, and I remember using that to put my marbles in. You'd go
marbles
to school with marbles.
And, and also a little change. You could keep your little change in there.
Absolutely right. The book.
Yes, sir. That's the big back there. That's a long time ago.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And you to make those cigarettes, remember you had to twist on either end because otherwise it was very fine flakes. You know, it wasn't shreds like other tobacco. And so you had to twist them or else you lose everything inside.
That's right. They had some glue on the cigarette.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's the way it would hold.
That's absolutely right. Now, there was one other brand of tobacco that used the bags. And do you remember what kind it was?
I can't call it right now. Bull Durham.
Bull Durham was one, and the other one was...
Another one. I can't remember that right now.
I'm wondering if anybody else remembers that. I'm going to wait. I think I know the answer, but I'll wait and see if anybody remembers that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm listening at y'all. I'm listening at y'all maybe Wednesday and Friday.
All right. Thank you for calling.
But y'all have a good day. God bless you.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Alors, moi, je veux dire merci à Becky pour avoir amené le café ce matin. Okay. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle? Oh, your radio is too high. Let's cut it down, cut the volume down, because otherwise we can't we can't talk, okay? Whoever's on the line, we can't even hear a voice.
Are you speaking to Ivy? I already go.
Oh, Miss Ivy, yes. Put your radio down a little bit more, and then we can talk. All right, now it's good, I think.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead now.
Talking about the Durham tobacco.
Uh-huh.
My uncle would smoke Durham tobacco.
Uh-huh.
I took every little sack, I undid it, and I assembled it. I made a quilt on both sides of Durham tobacco sacks.
No kidding.
And I dyed it purple.
Uh-huh.
Made the best quilt, soft quilt.
Well, how about that? Boy, I bet you it took a lot of sacks of Bull Durham tobacco to make both sides of a quilt.
It did. I don't remember how many, but it took many because it was for a double bed size.
Uh-huh. Wow. And that was a long time ago, huh, Miss Ivy?
Very long ago.
All right. Well, you see, we have proof right there that it was some of the sacks were used to make quilts and other things like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Okay. We appreciate the call. Ms. Ivy Ortego. Okay. Another phone call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Barbara Mayer. I need to ask a question. It's about food.
Uh-huh.
Why do they call the egg, after Easter when we fix the eggs in the deviled eggs, why do they call them deviled eggs?
Now, that's a good question.
If anybody knows.
Yeah, there's deviled egg, deviled ham, too. It's, maybe somebody can, one of the homemakers or something can explain to us the origin of that name.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jim. T'es paré à notre call?
On va prendre notre phone call. On va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Jim. This is Maynard Fontenot. How are you doing?
Oh, Maynard, we're doing fine. And always, as usual, we enjoy reading your column in the Bonne Nouvelle.
Okay, now what I want to do is tell Mark to add to his cigarette jingles the most famous of all of the tobacco jingles.
What is that?
Lucky Strike Green has gone to war.
Oh, yeah. What year was that, Maynard?
That was, I guess, in 1941 when we went into the war. They needed the dye, a green dye for the uniforms and camouflage paint and so forth in the service.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So Lucky Strike that had a green pack changed to a white package.
Yeah, the white, and then with the circle in the middle.
In the center, and then they coined the phrase "Lucky Strike Green has gone to war."
That jingle. I'm gonna dig that one.
Well, okay, if Mark can find that, wouldn't that be something, Maynard, to find that jingle that goes back to the early 1940s?
Yes, it would.
Wow.
Another thing about the tobacco in the cloth sacks.
Uh huh.
The other one, I think, was George Washington.
Okay.
I think that's what it was called,
uh-huh.
George Washington tobacco.
Uh-huh. All right. And then there was also one called a Country Gentleman.
Well, That one I didn't know about, but I knew the Bull Durham and the George Washington.
Came in cloth sacks.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a little larger than the Bull Durham sack. I think it was used mostly for pipe tobacco, that.
All right, and of course then there was the Buzz and the Virginia Extra and all kinds of others that were used for pipes. And also our very, very strong tobacco, cigarette tobacco.
Yeah, and we had Virginia Extra, which was like the cigarettes. They had cigarettes there. They weren't called Virginia Extra, but I'm not sure what they were called. But
the Virginia Extra tobacco, I remember that one very well. That was my grandpa's favorite.
Okay, enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much for calling, man, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay, sir, bye-bye. Yeah, Lucky Strike Green has gone to war. You got it?
I'm still looking.
Oh, you're still looking, okay. On va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Derrick, Jim.
Yes, Doc, go ahead.
Y'all were talking about old-time tobacco. How about Prince Albert?
Oh, yeah, that's the one that came in a can, huh?
Right, that's correct.
Yes, that was my dad's favorite tobacco.
Oh, that was your dad's favorite tobacco?
Oh, yeah.
Prince Albert?
Prince Albert in a can.
You know, my old uncle, I used to use Dolman over here in town. He started smoking Prince Albert when he was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when he was 84, he decided it wasn't good for his health, so he quit. He lived till 94.
Oh, my goodness. Just think if he hadn't smoked, how long he would have lived, Jerry.
And Dad, he ate fried eggs morning and night with lard hog grease.
Mm-hmm. Eggs fried in hog lard.
That's exactly right.
How about that? No cholesterol at all in those things.
It must be what they call the genes, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, okay.
Thank you so much.
All
right, very good. And what call?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bonjour.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm Joyce Johnson. I was wondering if y'all knew what was the strongest cigarettes was made ever, and that was in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but then they quit making it.
Uh-huh.
Do y'all know the name of that cigarette? I mean, it was the strongest.
The name escapes me right now, but I can remember a gentleman who smoked that brand.
Picayune?
Exactement.
What was it called?
The Picayune.
Picayunes.
Yeah. That was... dad would smoke Prince Albert and Picayune.
Uh-huh.
And
I don't know how he did it.
That Picayune was so strong.
I just wanted to know if somebody else would know about that cigarette. I'd like to find that, but you can't find it. They had said in New Orleans they still had it. Once in a while you could get it, but I don't think so.
Wasn't it made with Louisiana tobacco?
Yeah.
With Perique tobacco, possibly? I don't remember for sure, but it was, I think I had heard one time it was made with Louisiana tobacco, but that was you're right, the Picayunes.
Yeah, well, I was just a kid then.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to know. I was trying to think of the name, and then when I was talking to you, I remembered. That's what I said. Picayune, that's the word.
Ça, c'était aussi fort que du tabac noir.
Oh, and it was strong. Was strong. I mean, the smell of it.
Uh-huh.
I even tried it and made me drunk.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, it was a cheap drunk, but...
Uh-huh.
All right, then.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Another call, Jim.
Oh, mais on a pris avoir le phone call à start. Bonjour.
Good morning. This is Mamou. Did you hear about the Five Brothers? Is it tobacco too?
Yes, Five Brothers. Your phone your radio is a little too loud, ma'am, so turn your volume down a little bit. But yes, you're right. Five Brothers was the brand of tobacco.
And my daddy, that's a long, long time ago, but still, he used to make his own, because he'd grow his own tobacco.
Uh-huh.
And he'd make this thing you called the Torquet.
Uh-huh.
You could also buy that.
Uh-huh.
I do not know the name of it, though.
The Torquet, that was chewing tobacco. You'd twist that together.
Yes, that was the chewing tobacco. But he would make his own. He'd make all kinds of stuff with that tobacco.
Uh-huh.
And he'd wash it, all that stuff. But I know you could buy it, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Another call, Jim.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, it's Sylvia.
Yes, Sylvia.
My daddy used to... smoke Prince Albert.
Uh-huh.
And he took one of those cans. He worked on the, he drove a big grader here, and you know, you'd sweat a lot. And he would take that little can, and he would cut it off from the bottom, till it was about an inch and a, maybe an inch high. And then he'd put that, he'd cut it off, then he'd put that back up on there, the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
Then he'd put his matches in there.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
To work.
Yeah.
And I wished we would have kept one, that little can.
That would be a good souvenir from him.
Yeah, he died in 47.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother that died in 202 of March, he smoked those picayunes. And he would smoke as much as 3 packs a day.
Good Lord.
And when he took, and he had emphysema real bad.
I could imagine.
But when he got cancer in his arm and hand, well, he called me. No, it was after I had the heart attack.
Uh-huh.
My first balloon surgery in 80.
Yes, ma'am.
80-something, 88. And he called me one day about a week afterwards. And he called me and he said, Sylvia, he says, I hadn't smoked a cigarette since you had the open heart surgery. Well, I says, what happened? He says, I got a pack right here in my pocket. And says, I laid them down. He says, I told God that if he wouldn't let you die, well, I was going to quit smoking.
Uh-huh.
I was after him all the time. So anyway, I'm sure God did that because he quit smoking.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Miss Sylvia.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. All right, well, if you're on the line, we'll say hold what you got. We'll talk about one of our sponsors and then come back and pick up the phone calls on hold. Okay? Allons parler pour Laverne's Insurance Agency. Quand t'as besoin des assurances, mes amis, toutes les qualités d'assurance avalables sur le marché. Venez voir Charlie Manuel et Melvin Laverne au Laverne's Insurance Agency, 118 Court Street, la rue de la Maison de Court, droite ici à la Ville-Plate. Et je vais te dire quoi, tu vas trouver des vaillants cadjins pour vous servir. Pour vous servir, ça c'est leur grand plaisir, être capable de vous rencontrer et vous fournir avec la protection d'assurance que vous voulez. Et rappelez-vous qu'ils sont une agence d'assurance indépendante. Ça veut dire qu'ils ne dépendent pas juste sur une compagnie ou deux compagnies pour fournir des assurances. Ils peuvent vous mettre avec les meilleures compagnies pour ça, vous avez besoin, que ce soit pour l'automobile, la maison, la fourniture dans la maison. Renters Insurance, les assurances pour la vie, la santé, les assurances de supplements, n'importe quoi que tu as besoin. Venez voir tes bons amis Melvin Laverne et Charlie Manuel et leur staff, 118 Court Street, juste à côté de la Grande Rue, leur numéro de phone, 363-3292, 363-3292, c'est leur numéro de phone, ils vont être contents de venir, vous ne pouvez pas arriver à l'office, appelle, ils vont être contents de venir chez vous et visiter Laverne's Insurance Agency. À ce stade, on va prendre un phone call et on va dire là, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour.
Uh-huh.
C'est Francis de Bondemont. We share like Mark.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Mark, you said your daddy was smoke Prince Albert?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you ever notice that man on that pack of Prince Albert or that can of Prince Albert?
Uh-huh.
Okay, tell me what they got on that man.
I think it was a likeness of Prince Albert.
No, it wasn't a likeness of Prince Albert. It's on the man and it's on his head.
I don't quite understand what you're asking me.
That's a number on that man.
There was a number?
There was a number? I don't remember. I just remember there was they had a picture, a likeness of Prince Albert on the cans.
Yeah, but it's on the man that's standing on the... You know, on the can or on the pipe.
Uh-huh.
You said it had a number?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. So what does the number signify?
Well, if you ever notice, you know, look at that man's head. Good. On that man here is a 9.
A 9, a number 9?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
On his ear?
On his ear.
How about that?
Yeah, just notice.
Okay, well, we'll have to find a can and look it up.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye now.
Another call, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Jim. This is Marianne.
Yes, uh-huh.
Y'all talking about tobacco and tobacco. Are y'all aware if there's any tobacco plants growing in Evangeline Parish?
Well, I don't know about now. There used to be. That was a common thing in the yards, a barnyard. Some people would grow their tobacco plants. Uh-huh.
I have some. I have some that come up here.
Oh, no kidding. You have some. Uh-huh.
I have some.
Well, how about that?
Coming up, I've been living here at this particular spot. There's 21 years, and about 5-6 years ago, they started coming up wild.
Wow.
Probably some seeds.
I had no idea where they were coming from. At first, I didn't know what it was until I realized what it was.
Uh-huh.
And they keep coming up, and then when I know something, they come up in my flower bed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it's the birds that pick up the seeds and
yeah,
drop it.
Yeah, probably so. Uh-huh.
And it can make a real pretty plant.
Uh-huh. Well, how about that? So, no telling where that seed originated, huh?
Parents, I live on my grandparents' home place, and uh-huh. So I'm pretty sure they would grow some for their own.
Yeah, probably so. Uh huh.
Yes. And so. The lady that spoke about the little bull durum sacks,
uh-huh.
Quilts with them. I also make quilts, but I didn't dye mine. I just left them, and they came out real after a couple of washings.
Uh-huh.
Real, pretty white, and that makes a very soft quilt.
So you did make some quilts with the bull durum bags.
Yes, I had two uncles that would smoke, and they would smoke the little bull durum, and they had that, and I started collecting them as a young child.
Uh-huh.
And I would just sit and rip all the seams. Uh-huh. One by one, and then I sat down and I sewed them together, and I actually made two quilts, both sides, with the little bull durum sacks.
Well, how about that? So now we have another person with the quilts made from bull durum bags.
But I just left mine white. They uh-huh. came out white.
Oh, I see.
And I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I hope I can repeat the word. A person who is a... I'd like to know the English version of it, if you it escapes my memory now.
Well.
Sing a moment.
If you remember it, call us back before the end of the show, Marianne.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
We'll take one more, and then we're going to stop and talk about our sponsors, okay? Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Annette Carey.
Yes, Annette, go ahead.
I'm calling for the Prince Albert can.
Uh-huh.
I have one that was for Daddy.
Uh-huh.
And I heard that man say that on his ear, so I found Daddy's can, and I have it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a crimp-cut, long-burning pipe and cigarette tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Later on, I'm going to bring that can in, and y'all can look at it.
Do you see the number 9 on his ear?
I sure do.
Wow.
All very plain.
Very good, Annette.
But I don't see how many. It's a big can,
uh-huh.
But I can't tell how many ounces that's in it. I'm sure it does, but I don't see it.
Well, possibly in those days, they didn't put the amounts of ounces or grams or whatever was in the contents.
Yes.
It's possible they didn't have that.
But the 9, you can see it very plain.
All right. Very
I'm going to pass and bring you all the can.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jim and Mark.
All right. Bye, Annette.
Enjoy y'all's program.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Et si tu es sur la ligne à ça, on va dire « Hold what you got ». On va parler pour Bordelon's Home Furnishings. N'oubliez pas que quand tu as besoin de la fourniture, quand tu as besoin des matelas et différents articles pour la maison, tu peux dépendre de trouver ça que tu as besoin quand tu viens au Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Rappelez-vous, mes amis, qu'ils ont 4 locations. Ça se fait, il y en a une qui n'est pas trop loin de chez vous. Pour exemple, à Crowley, vous pouvez voir Barry et le staff, Charlie à Jennings, Todd à Marksville. Et n'oubliez pas la location à Beville, c'est mardi. Et Bordelon Home Furnishings est capable de vous fournir tout ça que vous avez besoin dans les formes noms comme Lane, Ashley, Broy Hill, Lazy Boy et beaucoup d'autres. Ils ont les sets de chambre à coucher, les sets de sofa, les sets pour les salles à manger. Des quantités de recliners dans toutes les façons et toutes les couleurs, des lampes, des cabinets, les armoires, des bar stools, les miroirs et beaucoup d'autres choses. Et là, je vais dire quoi dans les matelas, mes amis. Si tu as besoin d'un matelas neuf pour te reposer bien le soir, n'oubliez pas, ils ont Tempur-Pedic et England aussi. Ça ne fait pas de différence. Quelle sorte tu as besoin, ils peuvent vous le délivrer aussi. Ça se fait, n'oubliez pas, Bordelon's Home Furnishings à Crowley Abbeville, Jennings et Marksville. OK. Et puis, il y a quelqu'un à cette heure sur la ligne, Mark?
No, sir. The phone lines are finally open. And
open, OK.
Open so for business
open
again.
Open for
Jim.
Business. And while you're looking up whatever information you've got there in front of you, allons parler pour le Floyd's Record Shop, because don't forget, Floyd's Record Shop, East Bentonville Platte, has been serving you over 50 years. And you know something? With, you know, Mother's Day coming up before long and all kinds of other occasions, we'd like to suggest one of the, at Floyd's Record Shop, one of those classic radio or turntable reproductions made just like the old-time Crosley radios, and then your phonographs that play the disc, the three speeds, the 45, the 33, the 78s. And they even come with the AM/FM radio and the cassette player, or the naturally CD player. So they even have some with remote control. They also have models where you can play the old disc and transfer that to CDs, the more modern type of music reproduction. Et là, oubliez pas les services qui sont prêts à vous offrir. To transfer the digital photos from your camera's memory card right onto a DVD, or take those old home movies and transfer that to DVDs, and believe me, they can do an outstanding production. Ça se fait par avec Cecil et tout le staff au Floyd's Record Shop, East Main, à la Ville Plate.
Oh,
on va prendre notre phone call et on va dire bonjour là. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey!
Uh-huh.
That's the board of engineers.
Oui.
Ça va?
Oh, ça va bien ce matin.
Ça va bien, fraîche.
Oui, exactement.
Yeah, talk about some the tobacco, the Prince Albert cans.
Uh-huh.
But my daddy used to smoke that long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with a pipe.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, that's long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And talk about the tobacco, but the cigarette went up.
Uh-huh.
The price.
Oh, isn't it today the new tax of, what, 60 cents, somewhere around 60 cents a pack?
Yeah, the bugle. But my wife is smoking the Bugles.
Uh-huh.
Be a dollar something a packet. $3.99 a packet.
No kidding. $4 for a pack of Bugle that used to sell for a dime?
Yeah.
Comment tu crois? Wow.
$3.
Things have changed.
What they would do with that money, man? They better do something with the
money. Oh, they'll pass that on to the big bank executives and AIG and all that
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, and poor people like us. They don't help us. $4 a packet. They just take off the rest of stuff. The milk, almost $4 a gallon.
Yeah.
The gas going up.
Yeah, how about that?
Ooh.
Listen, thank you very much for telling us that.
Okay, I'll call you later this week.
All right, bye-bye now.
And I'll call Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who is this, please?
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
This is L.D. Fontenot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that other tobacco that was in sacks was named Country Gentleman.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody called you, but that was in a little sack, a bigger sack than a bulldog.
Yeah, a little bigger than the bulldog in back. Uh-huh.
My dad smoked that.
Country Gentleman. Now, that one, if I remember, it was not shredded fine like the Bull Durham. It was more of a...
Yeah, it looked like Bull Durham. They were just alike.
Oh, they were just alike?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You had to my dad smoked it. You had to twist the end or you'd have lost the stuck tobacco.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
Before that, you'd light it or smoke it.
So your dad was a country gentleman smoker?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, boy, we got some people that know about the old tobacco.
Il y a personne qui a mentionné le Black Diamond encore.
Black Diamond.
Yeah, right. Let's see if somebody remembers Black Diamond and what it was used for.
You know who's celebrating a birthday, Jim?
There's probably a bunch of
people.
Well,
let me play one of her songs that we play. We still play her songs at night on Party Time. Miss Debbie Reynolds is celebrating a birthday. Debbie is 77.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
Oh, that was a big hit for her.
Yeah, right, that was a wonderful song.
And also a country music entertainer is celebrating a birthday. I always enjoyed his music, but you know what? He began his musical career. He was born and raised in Arkansas, in a very humble beginnings, Jim. And he began his musical career singing with his two sisters. And they were known as the Browns. Jim Ed Brown is 75 years old. And let's see how many people might remember this song that Jim Ed had sang with Bonnie and Maxine many years ago.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. Boom, 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 boom. All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown.
How about that? The three bells from the Browns. Jim Ed, Bonnie, and Maxine Brown.
What a great song. T'es pas répondu à la call, Jim.
Okay, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
This is Shirley Anderson.
Uh-huh.
There's another brand of tobacco that people used to smoke. My mom used to smoke that. It's called a Kite tobacco.
Oh, the Kite, uh-huh. The Kite was a menthol brand, huh?
Well, when she quit Kite, she started on Salem cigarettes.
Uh-huh. There was the Salems and the Cools, yes. That was the menthol.
All right.
We sure appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding
cool
us.
Was that cool? Was that the one with the little penguin on the cover, Jim?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that was the cool.
Comment tu dis penguin and penguin en français, Jim?
Ben là, t'as pour présenter une question comme ça.
Mais c'est un programme en français. Je connais quelqu'un qui après écouter connaît comment.
Moi, j'ai pas d'idée, mais je dirais juste pour guess un penguin.
Un penguin. Ça c'est un joli nom, un penguin. Okay.
Mark, you were talking about birthdays. Bob Hughes is celebrating a birthday today. Do you
yes,
know him?
Yes, I do. I was going to bring that up next,
and
you beat me to it. Actor Don Hastings is 75 years old. How many years did he play? In fact, he's probably still on
occasionally, not on a regular basis, but he's on this week.
Now the burning question is he still married? Is he still in love with Lisa after all these years?
Oh, I don't know. He's been married to Kim for many, many years.
Oh, married to Kim. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But I know one time he was married to Lisa.
Yeah, about 40 years ago or so, All right.
We got some
more phone calls. Oui. Okay. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim Swallow.
Uh-huh.
There's another tobacco y'all didn't name.
Uh-huh.
The Buzz.
Oh, Buzz.
The Buzz and the Virginia.
Yeah, we talked about the Virginia.
But they had another, you asked about the Black Diamond.
Uh-huh.
Did you use it to smoke in a pipe?
Uh-huh.
And did use it to chew.
Uh-huh.
So,
and it also use it in the chicken nest.
Yeah, and if you a wasp would sting you, they chew it a little bit and put it on that sting.
Oh, yeah, it would draw that venom out.
Remember.
Mm-hmm. Le tabac Black Diamond. Ça parlait, c'est fort comme du tabac noir. That's how the expression came from.
Ooh, talk about strong.
Lord, it's
one time this was washing black lady.
Uh-huh.
She chewing, she had put her chew on the side.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in my mouth and talk about that.
Ça t'a resté en mémoire.
Talk about I don't want to ever chew again.
Oh, yeah, talk about. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Another call, Jim.
Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, it's Arnie Mamo again. Did y'all talk about the dinner bell yet?
Dinner bell was another pipe tobacco, uh-huh.
Yes, sir, but also cigarette tobacco.
Well, some people, yeah, would smoke cigarettes with dinner bell.
Dinner bell. My mother used to smoke that in a cigarette.
Uh-huh. And that was strong tobacco.
I'm 72 yesterday.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Allons,
go ahead, Jim.
On va parler pour notre sponsor parce que c'est temps, on parle pour le monde qui fait possible notre programme et on veut parler pour Jamards Incorporated. Et tu connais que c'est la saison de printemps et après considérer peut-être additionner à la maison, la bâtisse, peut-être tu veux faire un sun porch, un screen room, tu peux l'appeler comme tu veux, mais c'est quelque chose qui serait bien. Bon pour vous, en addition, et je veux dire quoi, David Jamard va être content de vous fournir une estimation et vous donner toutes les informations que vous avez besoin. Tu veux faire mettre une couverture dessus ton patio, dessus ton carport, ça c'est une chose que ça fait pour vous aussi, et là, oubliez pas, pour faire les remplacements, remplacer les châssis et les portes, insulated windows, insulated doors, des portes de patio doors et des choses comme ça. Ça, c'est une autre chose que ça fait, et je vais dire quoi, mes amis, tu peux dépendre de ces autres parce qu'ils ont beaucoup d'années d'expérience en business depuis en 1948. Ça, c'est plus que 60 ans qu'ils ont préservé le public dans le territoire ici, toujours un business de famille. David Jamard et le crew au Jamards Incorporated. Ça, c'est dans le Ward 1 Industrial Park. 1068 Vocational Drive, 1068 Vocational Drive à la Ville Plate, et leur numéro de phone 363-N205. Appel pour de l'information. 363-N205 ou sur le World Wide Web, www.jamards.com. Jamards Incorporated. Et, oups. All right. On va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle, Astaire?
Comment c'est Jim et Mark?
C'est Harris?
Ben oui, c'est un autre.
Ben écoute, je voulais te demander une question ce matin.
Ben mais go ahead.
Comment ton plant de tomate l'année passée, ton upside down tomato plant, cette affaire qui t'est renversée, là, comment ça sortit ça?
Il a chuté, hein, mais ça n'a pas produit trop.
Je
ne sais pas comme ça tu vois sur le télévision, non?
C'est pas aussi dessus les ads, tu connais, ce sont des beaux portraits des tomates qui pendent de ce panier, là. Mais ce n'était pas aussi bon que ça.
Well, ça n'a pas été si bon que ça pour moi.
Yeah.
J'en ai fait, ça a été bon, ils n'ont pas pourri. Mais j'ai des tomates dans le jardin.
Comment tu crois?
Mes patates anglaises, je préfère bien.
Toi, tu es précoce, oui.
Oui, mais le suivi, en avait depuis, il y en a eu, je ne l'ai pas planté encore.
Mais non, mais c'est toujours, on dirait que c'était autour du jour de Pâques, tu connais pour ça, parce que ça...
Oui, mais tu peux voir le jour de Pâques après arriver, parce que tu roules dans la campagne, tu vois les fleurs jaunes dans les savons.
Oui.
Ça veut dire le jour de Pâques est pas loin.
All right, ça c'est un signe que le jour de Pâques a prévenu.
Oui, exactement.
All right.
Bien.
Oui.
Le premier filtre cigarette qui a sorti en tour ici, comme on me rappelle, tu connais que c'est?
Ah ben, je suis sûr que tu as la réponse.
Viceroy.
Viceroy, oui, ça c'est bien. Viceroy, c'est une des premières que j'ai vues.
Oui. First filter cigarette around here.
Yeah.
C'est le Viceroy.
All right. Et j'avais essayé les Viceroy, c'est bien. J'ai essayé toutes sortes d'affaires, jusqu'à des Old Gold. Tu te rappelles de ça, les Old Gold?
Well, ouais, pas trop.
Ça
fait les Chesterfield.
Oui. Chesterfield, ça c'était un autre.
Mais dans tous les cas, Charlie m'a dit que t'étais gagné, t'avais son jardin.
Oh ouais?
Ouais.
Ben là, moi j'ai besoin d'aide dans mon jardin, moi, parce que j'ai pas...
Ah, si vous auriez fait le sien avant.
Ah ben ouais. Et là, après ça, tu oublies, tu es bien occupé, t'as pas le temps pour l'autre.
ça arrive souvent.
Oui, comment tu crois, hein?
Mais soyez vous autres.
Merci beaucoup, Harris. T'es content d'entendre ta voix ce matin. All right, very good.
I just come by to see if y'all had any milk jugs laying around.
Any milk jugs lying around? Oh, yes. Oh, boy. Hey, you're such a smarty. You're such a smarty, Randy.
Mark, you're not saying enough milk jokes about what? I don't catch it.
The joke this morning. Remember?
Handle,
yeah, right. Which side is the handle on? Oh, no. Oui, I think so. Yes, I think he was.
Another call.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Burke, Jim.
Oui, go ahead, Burke.
Harris, oublié de dire. Tu connais ces plastiques marqués, là? C'est pas plus chaud que ça bosse sur le TV. Les racines vont tout contre les côtés du parquet. Le soleil chaud les cuits proches.
Oh, honnêtement, notre climat ici n'est pas aussi bon pour ça que plus loin dans le nord.
Non, et là, c'est comme dit, c'est pas la même affaire.
Uh-huh.
Des bagues, ça, ça vole. They got a space in between that.
Uh-huh.
Et là, la racine va contre le banquier, et puis c'est chaud.
Uh-huh.
Et les champs. Ça dit, si tu les planterais, là, il t'aurait l'ombrage l'après-midi, ça ferait mieux.
OK. Parce que ça veut échauder dans les baquets en plastique.
Oui.
Uh-huh.
C'est pareil comme ça signait ça déjà sur la tasse.
Uh-huh.
Mais du moment où les soleils chauds venaient, ça commençait à fonner.
Oui.
Et tu aurais vidé des baquets, tous les racines étaient contre le baquet, contre le plastique.
Oui. Ça se fait comme ça, ça réchauffait un tas.
Oui, ça venait trop chaud.
Yeah. OK. Ben, ça, c'est bien raisonnable. Merci, Bert.
Pas de quoi.
OK, bye-bye. All right, let's talk about one of our sponsors here while we have a chance. Et on va parler pour Quality Medical Care and Services. Et je vais dire quoi? Quality Medical Care a toutes sortes de choses pour la santé à vous et votre famille. And the discharge on aimerait mentionner natural pain relief, the Therabeads. Therabeads that are microwavable, moist heat for arthritis, for neck pain relief, natural back pain relief, neck rest pain relief, for sinus pain relief. All of this, ask them for information at QMCS, Quality Medical Care and Services. Et puis, n'oubliez pas que ça, c'est droit là, entre Browns et Champagnes, au Highland Park Shopping Center, Takeover Road de la Ville Plate. Et ils peuvent vous servir en français aussi. Demandez-leur Tim, Possum, Fontenot et tout le team. Ils peuvent vous servir en français aussi bien qu'en anglais. Et le numéro de fond, 363-8N0N. Tu peux appeler ce numéro le 24 heures par jour. 363-8N0N, 363-8101. Et puis allez chez vous et vous faites avec les souliers pour les diabetics et tous les autres choses que tu as besoin dans oxygen et pour les wheelchairs, lits d'hôpital, scooters et toutes sortes de choses comme ça. Un grand showroom est naturellement plein de la place pour park et ouvert 8h à 5h lundi au jeudi, 8h à 4h sur le vendredi. Quality Medical Care and Services, Tate Cove Road, Highland Park Shopping Center à la Ville Plate et puis une deuxième location à Oakdale.
Okay, Jim, you know, and we want to remind everyone that yesterday was judging for the Cleanest City Contest.
Oh, no kidding.
And anyone from the Magnolia Garden Club, like Miss Joyce or Glenda, that would have the results on how the city of Ville Platte did in the judging for the Cleanest City Contest. Please let us know so we can...
I'd like to compliment the folks in charge who, because you'd see the crews working along
hard.
The streets,
yes.
And with the weed eaters and all this stuff, trying to clean up as much as possible. And of course, then it depended a lot on individual owners to keep their places in tip-top shape. But anyway, we'd like to compliment all the effort that was put into cleaning up Ville Platte and for the Cleanest City Contest. And, of course, even if there wouldn't be a Cleanest City Contest, just to make our community look better.
Absolutely.
On va prendre un autre phone call, parce qu'on a préféré notre temps ce matin, et on a toujours plein de messages pour dire. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim.
Uh-huh.
This is Miss Haviland from Mamou.
Yes, ma'am.
There's one tobacco y'all haven't mentioned yet.
And what's that?
Target.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, the Target tobacco.
I started smoking that when I was a young girl, and I'm 78, and I smoked it until they took it off of the market.
No kidding. So it's no longer on the market.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what, if it's like the gentleman a while ago said that a pack of tobacco is now around $4, I can see why, you know, it's a cause for people maybe to take it easy, huh?
And in 1987 is when the Dorel cigarettes came out, and that's when I went to them and got off of the Target.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye now. Allons parler pour Manual Hardware. Et n'oubliez pas que Kip Manual et tout le crew au Manual Hardware est anxieux d'être capable de vous servir, mes amis. Tout ça que tu as besoin dans la ligne des hardware, des outils et différentes choses comme ça pour l'agriculture, pour l'industrie, pour autour de les places, les cours et les jardins. Tu vas trouver naturellement tous tes outils pour travailler le jardin, les morceaux de remplacement pour tes lawnmowers et tillers et différentes choses comme ça. Et là, je vais dire quoi, ils ont les peintures et tous les matériaux pour peinturer avec, dans les plus fameux noms. Tu vas trouver les matériaux pour le plumbing et pour l'électricité. Tu as des escaliers en concrete, les poteaux de service poles, utility poles, et toutes sortes de choses, mes amis, des articles de hardware, des fois, qui est dur à trouver ailleurs. Tu vas les trouver au Manual Hardware, 1209 West Main, collé après le Burn Store, Hardware Savage. Tu peux les appeler le numéro de phone 363-5528. 363-5528 for Manual Hardware. Ouvert lundi au vendredi, 7h à 5h, et tous les samedis matins, 7h à 12h, Manual Hardware. OK. Et là, on veut parler pour le Eastern Exxon, parce que quand tu as besoin du gasoline ou du diesel, soyez sûr de venir visiter le monde au Eastern Exxon Service Station, au coin de East Main et South Chitanya, ici à la Ville Platte. Ils ont les pompes à gaz full service et les pompes à gaz self-service et du diesel aussi. Ça, c'est valable 24 heures par jour, 7 jours par semaine avec tes cartes, credit card ou speed pass et tout ça, n'oubliez pas. Ça, c'est le Eastern Exxon. Et là, sur le mercredi et le vendredi, ils ont le Oil Change Special Day pour 20$ et 99 sous, $20.99. Ils vont changer ton huile autant que 5 quarts d'huile avec ton filtre, ta cartouche. Et puis, il est paré pour vous servir. Pour de l'information, tu peux les appeler. John et tout le staff, 363-NNNN, 363-1111. Et ça, c'est au East. In Exxon, au coin de East Main et South Chitanya, ici à la Ville Platte. All right, Mark, you got one more call. Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, this is Jim and Mark. This is Jesse Griffin.
Yes, ma'am.
We were listening to y'all about the tobacco, the names of the tobacco.
Uh-huh.
My husband said there's one we call King Bee in a yellow pack.
King Bee, that was a favorite pipe tobacco once upon a time, And of course, they made cigarettes too, you know, King Bee. That's true, we didn't mention King Bee so far.
Yeah, that's all I want to say.
Thank you very much.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, Mark?
And let's talk about another one of our fine sponsors, Mr. Yo Happy Blake over at Blake's Pharmacies. And that's the location to visit, either location in Ville Platte, to get one of those Just Right potato bags. Blake has told me that he has sold right at 1,000. Can you believe it? Right at 1,000 of these Just Right potato bags since the holidays. It is unbelievable how many of these little simple bags have been sold through his stores, and people are buying them left and right, and they're finding out how these little simple bags can create a Just Right baked potato in your microwave oven. So be sure to come by and buy your Just Right potato bags. And while you're there, be sure to pick up your own copy of the Pascal Fuselier book, featuring all of those wonderful columns by the late Mamou historian and writer, newspaper columnist Pascal Fuselier. From the Crow's Nest book is available exclusively at Blake's Pharmacies. If you like Cajun culture, Cajun history, talking about pocking eggs, talking about traiteurs and everything else dealing in Cajun history and Cajun culture, you gotta pick up this wonderful book featuring all of his fantastic columns, all compiled in one book, and they're available at Blake's Pharmacies. And of course, with the cold and flu season still with us, take your prescription with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Pharmacies on MacArthur and South Chitanya in Ville Platte.
Allô, parlasteur pour le café dans le paquet jaune.
That's my cue, and I need to do something. Let's do it.
For those who never had the chance.
32 years old, and I've never experienced pure joie.
For those who've never forgotten.
Pure joie? It's been so long.
Great news. Mellow Joy Pure Coffee is back. For over 40 years, it put the joie in the V of more Louisianians than any other coffee.
My parents, they had pure joie every morning.
Why settle for just a cup of coffee when you can experience pure joie? Mellow Joy Coffee.
Et n'oubliez pas, mes amis, que le meilleur goût dans chaque tasse de café va être quand vous usez le café dans le paquet jaune, le Mellow Joy, meilleur café dans tout le monde. Et merci bien à tous de vous pour avoir pris part dans le programme et écouté. Et si vous êtes sur le fond, Astor, well, je vais dire quoi, on a fini notre temps, 5 minutes passées. Et on est apprécié de finir le programme, mais c'était beaucoup des phone calls, d'intérêt pour les différents sujets. Et puis, n'oubliez pas, Charlie Manuel va être avec Mark pour vendredi matin sur la tasse de café. Le programme aujourd'hui présenté à vous avec les compliments de Jamards Incorporated, Laverne's Insurance Agency, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Easton Exxon, Manual Hardware, le Café Mellow Joy, Blake's Pharmacies, Origo's Food Lane, Quality Medical Care and Services, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Floyd's Record Shop et Fontenot Physical Therapy. Et, of course, n'oubliez pas qu'on vous dit que le bon Dieu nous bénit et tous les États-Unis. Allons pas oublier de prier. Priez tous les jours, mes amis, sincèrement, pour le futur de nos États-Unis. Au revoir.
Après écouter la station radio KVPI, AM-FM, la ville plante, restez tunes pour la musique. Après venir sur KVPI, AM-FM.
A service of Ville Platte Broadcasting. This is KVPI-FM. Ville Platte. We're Oldies 92.5 and streaming live on the web at oldies925.com. Proud to serve Ville Platte, Evangeline Parish, and all of Acadiana.
Mark Wade, Oldies 92.5.